Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome today to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention and exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality, beautiful people. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, as we listen to this jazz blaring in back of us sounding oh so lovely in the morning. We're inspired, we're motivated, we're uplifted, and we're encouraged this morning. Today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day is about the blueprint for success versus the recipe for disaster. The blueprint for success versus the recipe for disaster, here for episode number 68, beautiful people, on this beautiful morning. Now, the reason why we brought up this topic is very integral in creating our exceptional reality that we think about, beautiful people. As you well know, I just finished a whirlwind of a tour going all over Europe, 4 different countries to be exact. I was gone away on vacation for 2 months. Now, let's talk about the blueprint for success, beautiful people, and how it works in our exceptional reality. Now, in my mind, initially, believe it or not, I was going to go to 30 countries, and the goal was to make those 30 countries only spending $3,500. Now, beautiful people, if I would have planned, let me tell you, if I would have planned thoroughly, like to the T, and sat down and really used the power of my mind and all my resources, my colleagues, former and past associates, friends, family members, and I would have really brainstormed and sat down for a few hours and mapped out everything, I think I could have actually made it within that budget, 30 countries. But realistically, I would have took a lot of planes, a lot of trains, a lot of automobiles, a lot of bikes, a lot of flights, a lot of taxis. And that is not something I wanted to do, beautiful people. I wanted to relax and enjoy the experience of going to each of the 4 countries that I went to. For those of you keeping up with me, you know I went to Greece first, then I went to Spain. So we did Greece for 20 days, then we did Spain for 9 days, then we went to Italy for 7 days, then we went to France for 5 days, then we went back to Spain for 5 days, then I took a flight to Greece for 1 day, then I flew to sensational South Korea, which I'm here now. And beautiful people, let me tell you, the recipe for disaster, or what happens when you don't plan, you don't want to know how that is, beautiful people. Sometimes things are going to arise, like unaccrued costs for baggage that you have to pay, or maybe you didn't do a check-in online. It's going to cost you about 50 euros. You're not expecting these totals and tallies add up. So if you don't plan ahead, then you're planning to potentially fail. And failure is not a bad thing. It's just an opportunity to learn, beautiful people. And boy, I only learned a couple of lessons on this trip, and I'm so happy and grateful and thankful about that, beautiful people. So the moral of the story today is plan your work and work your plan, beautiful people. There's some things that you want in your life, and you have every opportunity to get them, but you really have to sit down, do some homework, do some research, spend some hours of time investing in the things that you want to go after versus investing extra time in Facebook and looking at Google or watching videos on YouTube. Nothing is wrong with that as long as it's enhancing you, it's contributing to developing you further to help you closer and move closer towards your goals, beautiful people. Now, beautiful people, as I'm here in sensational South Korea in the morning, is telling me it's here because the sun is peering through the window, and the sun just rose not too long ago, maybe 20 minutes ago, and it's light out. It's very cold here. Contrast, and it's different from Spain, but it's absolutely beautiful. Snow is on the ground, and I'm happy. Beautiful people, this is your host with the most, that afternoon power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast, wishing you love, prosperity, peace, happiness, and abundance, and lots of love. See you tomorrow.